Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
I'm so proud to have them as a sponsor. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How are you on this lockdown? Loving every minute of it. Can you hear the sarcasm? Oh, my goodness. 884-9910 if you'd like to call in with how you're getting through everything that's going on right now. And hopefully you're not getting obsessed with too much stuff, like listening to the Democrats say it's their fault and listening to the Republicans say it's their fault of why we can't seem to get an aid package, the third phase, actually passed. So, Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you'd like to ask me a question to ask of this young lady right here from Fox News Radio. It's Rachel Sutherland joining us, who is keeping tabs on that third phase and Congress, what they're doing and what they're definitely not doing. Rachel, thank you so much for joining the show today. So how is it going in Washington, D.C.? That don't these people want to go home?
Well, you would think that they do. And by the way, if you need a distraction from all this, I binge watch Tiger King on Netflix. You just have to see it. It's totally ridiculous.
Haven't even heard of that one. Okay.
Well, okay. It's about a guy who keeps tigers, and it's got murder for hire. It's got things blowing up. It's just crazy. So if you get a chance to see it, watch it.
That sounds kind of like Washington, D.C., Rachel.
Kind of. Well,
my thought.
We are hearing that there is some movement on the Hill as far as getting something passed. And this would be about, depending on which version you're looking at, it's around $2 trillion, which is a tenth of our gross domestic product every year. So this bill, the trouble that Republicans are having with the Democrats' version is that it puts a lot of stuff in it that they say has nothing to do with coronavirus. Some environmental things like emissions restrictions for airlines that get money. Also tax breaks for wind and solar power. So that got Republicans kind of hot under the ears. So like, what in the world? I mean, why are we doing this right now? Democrats, though, are possibly using this as leverage to get what they want, which is protections for workers if corporations, say, get a windfall or loans or money, that they can't lay off their workers, that Democrats won 90% payroll, people to stay on the payrolls if corporations get money. What they don't want to see is fat cats taking money and then laying off their workers. Okay, so they're throwing in all this other stuff so they can come to the negotiating table and say, well, we're willing to give up this thing here if you will give us this. I mean, I've always heard, Monica, the definition of a good compromise is when everybody leaves the negotiation table a little unhappy, but everybody also gets something in their goodie bag. So right now, it looks like, you know, both plans still call for paychecks for Americans based on income. If you make above a certain amount of money, you probably won't get it, but then again, you may not need it. And we're understanding it could come through the IRS directly into our bank accounts because they already have a lot of that information.
Right, especially since they always know. But for years and years, you know, they've been offering the benefit of getting tax refunds direct deposits. So they've already got the information. There was actually word that they might be looking at a pass on this in just a few hours. Is that pie in the sky, or is that something that could actually come about?
Well, that's a buzz on the Hill. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a Democrat, was on Fox News this morning saying that he is hopeful that it would be passed today, if not within hours. But look, this has already been dragging out. They had said on Friday they wanted it done by Monday at the latest. In fact, the original deadline was midnight Saturday. They didn't get that done, and then drug through yesterday. So I'm cautiously optimistic they'll get it done, but there's so many moving parts. And again, a lot of money, whether it ends up just under $2 trillion or just above it, it's really hard to get our minds around that kind of money. But that's what the administration is saying and Congress is saying. that we're going to need to be able to even begin to recover from this, just stopping the economy basically a screeching halt. Many of us are under, if not stay-at-home orders, then at least the restaurants around us are closed except for takeout. Can't go to the movies. It's endless of things, number of things you cannot do. But, you know, I'm taking advantage of my off time, going out and walking in nature, like I was telling you before, getting outside. The outside, as far as we know, is not closed, so we can go out and get some fresh air and try to get this off our minds.
So, Rachel, with the five senators in self-isolation, how does this affect a possible vote today?
It does and it doesn't. I mean, yes, technically it does. You have five of them. Obviously, Rand Paul, the only one who's tested positive. But you need what you call 60 votes to get to what's called cloture, which is opening debate on a bill. That's in the Senate. Well, with five Republicans out, it makes it that much tougher to get to it. They need Democratic support. So they're trying again for that. At this point, both the Senate and the House have said no remote voting. Why? Don't know. Because they can change the rules. They don't want to change the rules, but they can always change them back if they need to. So these senators, and there's some House members, too, that are dealing with this, can vote remotely.
Yeah, that seems strange because you're still talking about the same bill. They know what's going on. It's just the location that they're in. One of the things, have you seen everything that's in the proposal? Because
I've heard it's as long as War and Peace. I don't think that the lawmakers themselves know everything that's in their proposal. It's going to be
Nancy's
Obamacare,
famous for that. We've got to pass the bill before we know what's in it. I'm just concerned because I know so many private contractors and they can't apply for unemployment and they're not technically a business, you know, one of these businesses that are going to fall in for the benefits. I'm just wondering if there's anything in the bill that helps them as well, because they're just,
you know,
the salon owners and they're just as vulnerable.
Question. If you're a 1099 contractor, you file your own taxes, you're essentially running, I've been in that position before where I was a 1099 contractor, and you don't usually have those unemployment benefits, and that's scary. And that's a very good question, and I'll try to get an answer and maybe even try to whip up a report on it, because those are the type of individuals who, could be really hard hit by this. You make a very good point. I'll try to get an answer for everyone on that as soon as possible.
All right, and then as soon as you do, we'll have you back on the show. And, boy, I feel like I've added something to the conversation now.
I remember Tiger King on Netflix. I'm not trying to do a promo. I'm just saying I could stop watching it.
All right, well, I've just been binge-watching South Park, so good idea. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll hear back from you again real soon. Hopefully we can get this passed. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. How are you facing what's going on right now? And if you are a private contractor, please call in. Let me know how you're doing and what you're looking at. I was talking to a salon owner the other day, and she was just, let's just say we couldn't have her on the air because we don't have that much delay time, and the F-bombs were flying. There's no benefits. I wouldn't say benefits, but there's no securities for them. You know, if you own a salon, everybody in your salon, except for, you know, one or two people, may be private contractors. And why on earth would you get a business loan to pay employees that you have to pay back at 3.9%? And goodness, it's just crazy out there. I hope you're weathering the storm, but as I'm watching it, I want you to take a look at the businesses that are benefiting. Yes, Walmart's hiring, Google, Amazon, all of these huge, huge companies that it's just nerve-wracking. These big corporations being helped, and it's the mom and pops. It's our service industry. It's the actual people who do the work that are suffering right now. Love to hear from you. 884-9910. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. This makes me extremely nervous because the city of Reno is going along with its regular meetings. They'll be making decisions, so you know if they're doing it, everybody's doing it. Washoe County, there are a lot of things on the table right now that are going to be voted on, and you need to be able to have your public input. But they're making the meetings now, the teleconferences, and it's just not the same. So I ask you at 991fmtalk.com, should these important votes, okay, should local governments be forced to suspend all votes when the public cannot attend and make comments? Love to hear from you. Yes, no, or only mandatory needs that need to be done, that we know have to be made. So far, 66% of those voting just saying, yes, they should be suspending those votes. All right. Stick around. We're going to be back with your comments and more of what's going on with isolation and the coronavirus right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3.
It is. It's your FM Talk, live and local. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 on the Monica J. Show and check in with Sean. Hey, Sean, how you coping with isolation?
Yeah, well, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm getting a little, you know, stir crazy. I need to have my my paint and body work done. You know, the nails are falling off and...
Well, I hear you there, and I unfortunately don't have that problem. So, but listen, Monica, I was driving to Reno to go pick up some carpet, and I was just thinking about all these people affected, and how you know, I echo the sentiments of what you were talking about, your previous guest, when you were talking about the absurdities of what's happening with Congress right now and these. Yeah. You know, trying to place all this stuff in there. But what I really wanted to call you about was just to tell you that it's for, you asked how we were faring, and I know for me, I own a carpet cleaning and restoration company, and the only reason why I'm even working right now is because I know how to do installs too, and so I'm just out there doing whatever I can to hustle this thing up, you know, to keep on working to support my wife and our five kids and through this thing.
Well, and that's the thing, Sean, is restoration is still so important, as so is cleaning. You know, people are starting to understand how kind of dirty we have been. You know, we don't clean surfaces as much as we should. We don't clean carpets as much as we should, because these viruses and everything, they stay in, or they, you know, can land on soft surfaces and help spread. Look at all the babies crawling around on carpets. So thank you, Sean, for continuing what you're doing and keeping your babies safe as well. You have a great day, and make sure you let us know how it's going out there. Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Good morning, Monica. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. So, are you out getting all your supplies?
Well, I've been out trying to, but the thing about it is we have a desperate, serious problem with that, because that 3 hours that they give for the seniors to shop, those lines are all the way around some of those stores, and those people have no protection, and it's, to me, it's a death trap. I mean, anybody there with that virus, I mean, those people are not practicing social distancing, Monica. We have a problem with that, so it needs to be looked at, and it needs to be taken serious before we have a mass exit up from the planet or into the grave of some of our seniors, the way I see it. It is a deadly trap. It's a death trap, the way I see
I totally agree, because I had a very dear gentleman who's a senior get a hold of me the other day and say that, you know, he went to the early shopping and got there really early, but since they were still only letting so many people into the stores, he had to stand outside for close to an hour, and he was freezing to death. So it is a very big problem. You can't just open up, you know, and say, hey, come shop early, we'll keep you, you know, separate from the rest of the people later in the day, but you still have to take precautions for those people to keep them warm, to keep them 6 feet apart from others that are shopping. And it's not being done, you know. So, Jane, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And it's not just Jane and my buddy that are saying this. You got to take a good look at it. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Nora this morning at 884-9910. Nora, what do you think about our poll question today about suspending decisions being made by councils and commissions until people can have those, you know, face-to-face public comment time? Nora, are you still with me? Nora? Okay, I think we might have lost Nora, so let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Steve this morning. Government corruption, boy, that's a wide subject there, Steve.
Yeah, well, I'll answer your question first, Monica. Thank you for taking my call. I live in Dayton, and we get good reception here, so that's wonderful. I love the station and the network. Your question is interesting. Yeah, fully agree. We elect those people and pay them. They're to be responsive to us. And when public bodies don't make it convenient for the public to attend their meetings, they need to shut down the meeting, remember who their bosses are. We need to insist upon it. So thank you for making this a public question. But I do have another comment, if that's adequate answer for your question. Your
poll. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. During the time of the recent so-called recession we had about a dozen years ago, when corrupt people in government and in stock brokerages and so on wrapped those worthless subprime mortgages and sold them as though they were valuable assets or investments, I thought there's got to be a way that's easy, simple, cost-effective to get good people, and I believe most people are good people and want to work for their income and their necessities of life. And so I came up with this little plan. See what you think. There could be a lot of ramifications, a lot of details to it, but basically find an area of land big enough for a new community that has freshwater aquifer, no pollution, no traffic. Basically, a good-sized chunk of land. We've got 160 acres just to be convenient. And we have a lot of that in Nevada. We have east and west mountain ranges, north and south mountain ranges. We have a lot of valleys that aren't inhabited or minimally. And most of our highways cut through close to most of those valleys already. So we've got transportation available. And then what we do is we divide up the land into what's considered self-sustainable plots where a family can grow their own food. And let's say 5 acres, just for sake of argument. And we tell the people that, you know, this is a volunteer thing. If you would like to get off government, though, as soon as possible, we have a plan for you. We will let you stay on government help if you need it in 2 years. The first year, we'll do all we can to train you, give you the seeds you need, the starter for your starter crops, for gardens, whatever you want to do to grow your own. We'll train you to do the gardening or to raise your own cattle or whatever you want to get, you know, chickens or whatever. We'll give you some good discounts from cooperative businesses. There's always businesses, individuals in this country want to donate and help other people who are truly in need. And so we set them up the first year, give them all the training they need. The second year, they're on their own, but they still get the government assistance if they need it. But after 24 months, after 2 years, with all the help we've given them, they're on their own. We'll help them get their wells drilled, their septic. We will need all the new infrastructure jobs that the basic community needs. We'll need fire. We'll need the water plants. We'll need sewage plants.
Yeah, but Steve, let me stop you, because unfortunately, that is just another way of starting colonialism. That the people out there who want to do that, trust me, they are already finding ways to figure out how to do things like that. When people don't want to be on, want is the key word there. When people don't want to be on the government dole, they will find ways. They will sacrifice. They will do what needs to be done. They will learn what needs to be learned, and they will do it. Unfortunately, we have created a society that doesn't want to do that. They don't want to work. Self-isolation to them is just another day. Binge watching Netflix, just another day. So I don't know if something like that, Steve, would work. Let's go to our break here real quick, get an update from Fox News. The numbers of coronavirus cases is increasing. But still, is it increasing at the rate of a pandemic when we see other things taking more lives? It's Fox News Radio right here on your live and local FM talk station, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On FMTalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. A little Lou Bega for you there. It's good. Listen to some music that makes you feel good. Chase the blues away. That's what we need to do. 884-9910 if you'd like to call into the show today, or, of course, always Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Check out today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Should local governments be forced to suspend all of those important votes, and even the ones that are not so important, when the public cannot attend and have public comment period? City council, move it on with things that they feel are important, their regular agenda. How do you feel about that? Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Nora. She'd like to say something about suspending meetings. Hi, Nora. Thanks for calling into the show today.
Hi, Monica. How are you doing? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. But you sound like the Verizon guy. Can you hear me now?
Is that commercial? It's good to talk to you again. Absolutely, they need to postpone that, because it's our right to know what they're doing and to be able to put our opinion and vote on things. And it's like they can't take things away enough. And isn't it amazing that all the big companies that are making this money, I'm sure they're invested in. That's probably some of them that Feinstein did not sell. Things are so messed up right now, and it's like every opportunity, and it really bothers me when they use that phrase, that never waste an opportunity of that. You know, that's, boy, let's just get them all and put them in San Quentin.
Yeah, I'm with you, Nora. I wish more people who just were concerned about bringing community together and spending money properly on the things that are necessities would run for office, rather than just, you know, continuing on with this, oh, yes, I've been a senator for, you know, 4 decades, or I've been a congressman for, you know, boy, I've won re-election 10 times. It's like, really? What happened to, this is not a career. This is something for we the people. So,
right,
Nora, you know, email the city, the council people, the commissioners, say, hey, this isn't how you should be doing business in a crisis that is affecting everybody. You know, you don't make decisions about growth. You don't make decisions about, you know, gosh, who gets what code enforcement?
That they are not, I'm sorry to interrupt you, do you notice they are not following their own advice that they're giving us to do this and to do that? Don't do this, don't do that. Do you notice they're walking together like almost arm to arm down the hallways? Pelosi could leave California and go to Washington to mess up everything, you know, but yet she followed the rules for what, about 10 minutes? These people are not walking their talk in life, and they're not thinking about the people. And these people that are out of work, I had a friend of mine that says, well, you know, the president's going to give this, this, and this, and that means we, I said, we don't get nothing. We don't need to get nothing. We're seniors. We get a check. We're Social Security. The people that are working, that's what's important. They are what's keeping this country going. We support them by going and buying from business. And
exactly.
It's like, you know, people get confused, but she can't help herself. She's a dummy crap. And I love her anyway. You know, but
well,
I told her, you need to think. This isn't about people that are getting a check as much as it is people that keep this country going by the businesses. And not the big ones. Not all the big ones. Just like you say, the small business. It's a struggle. I had my own business. It was successful. I'm so glad I don't have a business today. And I feel sorry for them because it's tougher now than it's ever been.
And that's the other thing, Nora, is it's not just the Pelosi's and the Schumer's of the world. It's also the Sheevy's and the Sisolak's. Because I know a business that was fined last week on Wednesday for being open, you know, not even getting to the time limit, and they were already fined, and Hillary Sheevy's business was open. So it's,
yeah,
you know, it's almost so like wrong. they're targeting people who they don't particularly care for. So, but Nora, I got to let you go.
Exactly.
We're getting more calls in. Thank you so much for the call and the wisdom. You know, people are looking at this crisis, and for some, this is brand new. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to react to it. But let me tell you, we are going to get through this. And please, 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 please tell me that you are going to start preparing and thinking about the next one. Because this ain't the last one. We've seen it every 2 years, especially at election time. That's not conspiracy theory. Look at the information. SARS, H1N1, Ebola, twice. Okay? I'm sure we're going to see another one in 2 years. But the things that Democrats are holding up, let me give you just a few highlights, okay? This is from Senator Tom Cotton's office. And just so you know, while you're suffering, maybe you're working a new job, just trying to make things ends meet, because that's what real Americans do. They don't just get laid off and then go home and sit on their butts and binge watch everything, okay? They're out there taking those delivery jobs. Here's the list that Nancy Pelosi is putting out to, well, hold things up. Hold those benefits up that are going to those Americans. Bailing out all current debt of the post office. What does that have to do with the coronavirus? Required early voting. What does that have to do with the coronavirus? Required all across the country, not just us Democrat states, required same-day voter registration so we can get all those people who shouldn't be voting, voting. $10,000 bailout for student loans. What does that have to do with the coronavirus? For companies accepting assistance, one-third of board members must be chosen by workers. Provisions on official time for union collective bargaining. full offset of airline emissions by 2025. Greenhouse gas statistics for individual flights. Just the statistics. Retirement plans for community newspaper employees. $15 minimum wage at companies receiving assistance. Permanent paid leave at companies receiving assistance. What if your company is only so many people? All of these things unrelated to getting checks into the hands of Americans who desperately need them right now to pay for those groceries that they're supposed to be going and getting. And again, what's happening for those 1099 people? None of this stuff I see is that important right now. Right now. And yet, once again, Democrats see this as an opportunity. Not to help you and I, but to hold that help hostage. They are literally doing hostage negotiations right now because of their radical, wish list. I get it. You go to a negotiating table and you have things in there that can get you can get rid of. But wouldn't they at least be things that you could get rid of that are possibly related to what's going on right now? Required same-day voter registration? We're trying to get rid of that. At least I hope we are in this state since they passed it. What he didn't mention in here was ballot harvesting. Here's your ballot. Fill it out. I'll take it in for you. Ain't nobody touching my ballot except for me and the person at the Registrar of Voters office when I hand it in. Or the postal person that should be doing their job. But why are we bailing out the Postal Service? How many times before have we already bailed out the post office? Shouldn't they be making all kinds of money now doing the deliveries for Amazon and all those other companies? Who's not being held responsible for all the problems the post office continually has? Why do we have to bail them out again? Congress is really, really making me sick right now. Unbelievable. We'll be back after this quick break on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love to hear from you today, especially on our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should local governments be forced to suspend all votes when the public cannot attend and make comments in person? Let me tell you what the city is doing. Okay. If you haven't heard this already or been on top of it, we have this thing going on called COVID-19, where we're not allowed to be in large groups, gatherings. We have to practice social distancing, 6 feet apart. So in-person attendance for the next Reno City Council meeting, it ain't going to happen. So if there is something on the agenda that you wanted to talk about for public comment, here's what you have to do. You have to stream the meeting. I know that these things called computers are pretty common. But again, not everybody has them. Or if they do have them, they only have them at work. So not everybody is able to stream that meeting. Now, if you would like to make a comment during the meeting without being physically present, you can call 393-4499. It's a voicemail line. You can leave a voicemail up to 3 minutes. It can either be broadcast into the chamber during the meeting. So I'm sure your elected representatives will still get up and walk out at times. Or it can be transcribed for entry into the record, with hard copies given to the council members for review. So keep in mind, this is not a live call-in line. So whatever they're going on through the meeting or going over, when it comes to public comment, it's not going to be live. It's not going to really have any impact, I think. That's just my opinion. You know, so how is this really working for people that your elected representatives can't just say, you know what? This is not an emergency to get this vote cast. We are not worried about this right now. It's just unbelievable. Even in a crisis, basically your opinion doesn't matter. Are you okay with doing this through a voicemail? Temporarily set up a phone voicemail line for public comments to be received for the upcoming council meeting, which is tomorrow, 10 a.m. Is it a violation of the open meeting law? Because that's a pretty good sized chamber. You can be 6 feet apart from people in that room. But they're coming back and saying, we appreciate your patience and your understanding during this difficult and challenging time, but we will continue to work and make decisions on your behalf, which we've already seen them make decisions on our behalf that people are not happy with. Not happy with at all. Let me give you this too, because this is pretty funny. It made me laugh. The city of Reno government's mission is dedicated to creating a community that people are proud to call home. In order to achieve that purpose, the Reno City Council has established three overreaching goals. Oh, I'm sorry, that's overarching goals. My darn dyslexia. Ensure financial stability, provide public safety, and reduce debt. They haven't been too concerned about that so far, because we still have the same number of police officers, even though we've grown as we did in the 80s. Our debt is larger. So where is that financial stability? We'll be back with more of your comments in the second hour of the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk at 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.